Well, just to start with, thank you for making some time to talk to me today.
Hey, you bet.
And then I guess my first question for every candidate for every office is just maybe tell me a little bit about yourself, your background, and then also why you are running for school board.
Oh, sure. Well, my name is Kaita Dean, and I am a mother of 5 children, and I've just experienced firsthand and even secondhand just the impact of the school board's decisions on our families. So just raising my family, we moved to Spokane about 4 years ago, and I have raised my kids in 2 other school districts. And so just to see the differences of how school runs, I think I have a good perspective of that. I have always volunteered with children and youth. That is my passion. I've been very involved in their schools, always part of PTA or PTG as it's called here. And I have found the most traction that I have in my children's education has actually been working with their teachers and working in the classrooms and with the administration and that sort of thing. I usually go at least weekly into their classroom. Of course, during the pandemic, that wasn't easily facilitated, but I did, the teachers did send stuff home for me to help them out, but I found most traction in there helping the students that were behind, working with them. I've also been involved in the community with different youth groups, as well as my church, working as like the president of associations, working with like youth groups, planning and participating, even with teen moms. Most currently, I am volunteering to teach a religion class to high school students every morning. So after doing that and being part of their lives every day and my children's lives and all their friends, you can imagine how this multiplies. And their teachers, I think at one point I was coordinating with 27 teachers during the pandemic, just because of all my children's teachers at high school level, junior high, and the multiple teachers, right? So coordinating with everybody, I just feel like these kids need a voice, you know? They need an advocate. They need somebody to help them out. And I just started thinking, what could I do to help these kids? And I would contemplate it and worry about it and try to, you know, be involved with them and be a friend, be a mentor. But then this opportunity presented itself, and I thought, this is where I want to be. I hear them, and I want to fight more than ever for their interests and advocate for their families and mine.
I think you mentioned on the phone that you're a stay-at-home mom. And did you have something else that you said you did career-wise or do career-wise?
Yes, I am a stay-at-home mom, and I do some life coaching on the side, just minimal, but yeah, I am a stay-at-home mom.
Or what other school districts did your family attend?
Oh, I was in Utah, so I was in the Alpine School District in American Fork, Utah, and wonderful district, phenomenal resources, and then before that, I was in Las Vegas, in their school district. So that was the North Las Vegas School District. I have to look and remember if it may have changed because they have realigned boundaries.
So one of the big issues that the school board will face is racial equity. The current school board approved a resolution to address equity. Do you agree with that resolution and some of the contents in it? Is there more work there, or was there gaps there?
Yeah, just with the equity or even equality, right? So we went in with this equity policy driven up. I mean, I'm 100% for that. I think it's great. I guess the gaps, now that you ask, the gaps that I'm seeing is maybe the equality. So the purpose here is to kind of redistribute because of race. But I am concerned, just working in classrooms myself and seeing the problems with the kids, I don't think it should just be based on on just race and that sort of thing. I think we don't need to redistribute just because of what we see or what we know or what we think we know. I think it should come off more of, it should be based on, you know, resources available and like the responsibilities of those involved, right? I see like when children go into a classroom, they don't sit down. Like I think of kindergarten, right? Everybody gather around, sit at the carpet. They don't decide where they're going to sit because of somebody's, you know, race or anything like that. I don't think we need to like, oh, put everybody in a box, right? The kids don't see that. So I do have concerns over that, like pulling this out more, that we're just going to focus more on what we see. Now, there is a child that when I worked in kindergarten with my little girl, there was a child that would come late every day. And he was white, and he was hungry, and his hair was disheveled, and he was late every single day, and he was tired. And the teacher immediately had breakfast set up for him. She had his morning assignment that I usually worked with him on, and sometimes he was just too tired. Sometimes he would just go sit right at the other desk and have a little nap, right? So I feel like we need to make sure that we are focusing on equality as well. So that would be the problem that I see with it, is because, you know, like you said, looking with a lens, like the equity lens. Yeah, we need a lens, but the right lens, not just race, right?
So last year kind of revealed a lot of inequities, especially when it came to internet and access to it. A lot of families did not have that and what they needed to succeed. A lot of kids fell behind. Is there anything that the school board should be doing this next year to address maybe some of those internet inequities, those inequities in support that were really laid bare over this last year?
Yeah, so it's my understanding, just with like the cost of running all of the schools, right? And when we had to shut down all, like you think of like the utilities to run a school. I mean, it is a grave, you know, a major cost, right? Just to have a school running, like electricity, water, you know, all of those things, right? And to have all of those resources taken away during the pandemic, they were able to put those resources and that money towards hiring staff, hiring, you know, buying more computers, you know, and financing those things. So kind of what you said, I do like how you said, is there money within our budget? Yeah, I think we can redistribute funds to accommodate those things. I just noticed though, just with my family, with my five children doing school at home, right? I had the advantage of being home. But let me tell you what a problem it was. There was always somebody that couldn't get logged in, somebody that was frustrated because their mic wouldn't work, somebody that computer just flipped out and wouldn't work at all, right? So during the school day, I'm driving back and forth, right? Trying to like replace a computer or like, yeah, I see there were big problems with that. And I can't imagine like the children, say if my same children didn't have me at home, right? Even to provide, you know, so I did see like big gaps in that. That would be a big problem. But the schools also did offer children to come into the school for the resource. They actually did have like the library was open. They had socially distanced. They have plans and programs actually a bit available for those. So I would definitely advocate that each child would have the resources that they need to go to school. But my biggest thing is they should be in school, right? Like we should not shut down the school again, you know? The pandemic, right? We didn't know, but now we know what we know. But even at the beginning of school, we knew we couldn't begin, especially when school districts all across the country and even the world were going to school. And especially like the Mead District, they began, and Central Valley, like the Valley District, they began like right away. So the children, you know, we've spent hundreds of millions of dollars developing this infrastructure where children are taught at home, right? They need, not at home, sorry, taught at school. So to change all of that was different. Now, I would say I wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? Because we did come up with awesome things and we did find awesome solutions, right? I mean, for example, the end of year, right? The school awards, like we got to watch that on Zoom. Grandma got to tune in and watch it. Like we have put in new programs in place. There are some kids that actually are thriving with an online curriculum. So I'm not saying we get away with everything and everyone needs to be back in school, but I'm saying we need to do our best to keep these kids in school and to fight for it, and to fight for them to be in school 100%, not just half, not a hybrid model, but something that works out for everybody.
So one of the big issues that I think, you know, when people think of the school board, they also think of this issue is the downtown stadium or, you know, rebuilding Joe Albee. The school board opted to build it downtown. And there were some people that were really pleased, kind of saying this lifts all the boats up and helps downtown businesses recover and bring in revenue for the school. And there's some people that were really questioning this, saying that it's basically using school tax dollars to subsidize these businesses and are uncomfortable with a partnership like this. Going forward, you know, when you think about partnerships like, you know, partnering with to rebuild a downtown stadium with someone else, somewhere else with these businesses, you know, do you think that's a good idea or do you think there's more questions that need to be asked about these types of things?
So, first of all, I think what kind of put a bad taste in everybody's mouth with the stadium would be the school board came out and asked everybody what they wanted to do. And by popular vote, everybody chose Joe Albee Stadium, let's redo it. So I think that was probably the first problem if the school board already had this backup plan to go downtown. They maybe should have presented it like, hey, here's this plan to go downtown, right? It was almost like, hey, what do you guys want to do? Oh, that's nice. We don't want to do that. We're going to do something else, right? That's where I think the first problem was. So I think it already put a bad taste in people's mouth. And then talking about all the different, you know, partnerships and possibilities and that sort of thing, you know, everyone was kind of like, wait, what? Isn't this for high school? Like, it's like pulling the rug out from under us, right? It's like, hey, I brought you a cake, but you're going to share all of it and you're going to get a little teeny piece. I know I brought you the whole cake, but you have to share it with everybody, you know? So I think that was the first problem. However, as far as where do I land on all of it, I do see the benefits of having it centrally located. We are south. We live south. So Joe Albee Stadium is like the furthest part from us. So in my mind, it makes sense for my family. The other reason why it makes sense is like buses. People can be bused from everywhere. And directly to that. So it would be, you know, equitable in that way. You know, kids wouldn't have to find rides. I think we would have more involvement. I feel like too, just for attending football games and soccer games, like our children don't have a home field advantage because we are so far away. It doesn't draw out the community. You know, the kids, you know, I remember growing up and attending ball games and like my teachers would come, my elementary teachers would come to my basketball game. It was so much fun, but it was because the high school, everything was at the high school, right? And now it's like not available at the high school. We have these beautiful facilities, but for whatever reason, you know, the lighting interrupts the neighborhood or whatever, the kids cannot play at their facilities. So I do think having something more centrally located is actually a great option. And I'm living more out of abundance, right? We have this resource. Let's share it with everybody. I think, yeah, I have some of this. I want you to come. Yes. Oh, you want to be involved here? And I think also like, yeah, we might be forwarding the initial cost and that sort of thing, but these other entities that would be contributing would also buoy it up. And with the growth of Spokane right now, don't we want like more options for our community to be a stronger, like arm in arm, elbows locked, like a better community? And I just think having a facility like this that would reach out to our whole community would actually be wonderful. And then kind of wrapping up with your last question, would I use money in the future? Like I want to reiterate, like I just want to make sure that I am speaking for parents and children. I want to have their best interests. So before like venturing out on these things, it would obviously be case by case basis, right? And my duty as a member of the school board would be to first and foremost make sure it works out for the children and their families.
And lastly, was there anything that I missed that you want to emphasize or that is important to you?
I guess, I mean, we've really touched on it already, but just getting these kids in school full time, I think it would just strengthen their mental health. I see all of them are just, everybody's just fine. I mean, even my daughter, I remember when she finally got to go back to school in April, right? And she got to go on Monday and Wednesday and Friday. And after that day, she was so bummed out and so sad. And I thought, oh, isn't this great? You're going to school, you're having so much fun. And it just triggered tears. The waterworks came, and I thought, oh no, what'd we do? Right? Emotional, like teenage girl. It must be something else wrong, right? I thought, oh shoot, I should have assessed the situation better. But she was crying because she said, I just want to go to school every day. And I just feel like these kids need to be in school. They need the resources. They need connections. They need their friendships. They've missed out on friendships. Her, one of her very best friends from last year is even on a separate cohort as her. They haven't even got to see each other until like 3 weeks ago. They saw each other at a graduation party, and they're like, oh, we used to hang out. I just feel like they are just missing so much. So that is my biggest push. We've got to get these kids in school.